Today's five-star review, titled, I've been a CJ lifer since 22, from Flab to Fab. I started out with Shalene's workouts at 22. Then when she started doing business training, I was all in. I love her podcast, especially when they're quick and packed with action steps. She won't steer you wrong.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures, and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
All right, well, let's get to it. As you might expect, people are most enthusiastic to learn the social media techniques. I'm going to share some of those with you today, specifically for those of you who feel like your Instagram account has just, it's not moving. You need to go to direct camera, if at all possible, like once a day. And the types of topics that you can go direct to camera on include anything that's motivational, something that's inspirational. Maybe it's a story that you want to share. Like, you can do that, and that could be a series, right? So when you're recording a video or a story on Instagram, you've got 15 seconds. But if you just hold down, you can record up to, I think, 4 minutes. I'm not positive about that. I should know that. They've been releasing different versions of this. So some people can still only record for a minute. Some people can record for 2 minutes. I think you can record up to 4 minutes. Don't quote me on that. But either way, you can tell the whole story. Try to be succinct, get to the point, make it interesting, make sure that there's a point to it and it's valuable to your audience. But you can go direct to camera to educate your audience, to share your opinion, your perspective, to offer a tip, a suggestion, your take on something. It's our chance to connect with you. It's how we know that there's a real person behind this perfectly polished, curated feed that we see. That's how you go deeper with people. And they really start to feel like they know you. They're looking for little subtle nuances in your microfacial expressions, the way that you talk, the things that you have in common with the people who are paying attention to your stories. Type of story content that you want to post at least once a day is what I call the what they came for. Like, why are people following you in the first place? Are you a fitness account? And then when they go to your stories, is it all hair and makeup and the kids and they never get any fitness tips? They never get any nutrition tips? Like, if you are following someone because they post interior design, and yet when you watch their stories, it's everything but interior design. Don't expect that people are actually going to engage in your stories. At least once a day, you got to give them the content that they came for. So for me, that means at least once a day, I'm trying to offer some type of either social media tip, a business idea, productivity, health and fitness. Like, those are the things that people follow me for. So everything can't be funny. Everything can't be about my family or my dogs or whatever I find interesting or my take on something. At least once a day, I've got to post something that represents why people follow me, what they came for. Story content that you should be posting every single day, and this is the most important one, is content that builds your email list. I know I sound like a broken record, but I can't tell you how many entrepreneurs reach out to me every single week, desperate because some social media account has been closed down, or because they want to make this pivot in their business, or because an area of their business is not doing well. I can't tell you how many network marketers have reached out to me because their network marketing organization has recently been shut down by the FTC, or this amazing Facebook ad campaign that was responsible for all of their income and all of their sales. Suddenly, they can't get it to work. And they're at a loss. Their business is literally failing because they can't get social media to work for them. And every single time, I think to myself, wow, this is someone who listens to Build Your Tribe, and how have they missed the fact that in almost every single episode, myself and Brock are reminding you, you have got to build your email list. Every social media episode that we produce, the point of social media is to help and serve people in such a way that they are being added to your email list. Without an email list, you're flying without a net. How to know what type of content to produce on your IGTV. My opinion is anything that's interesting that is over a minute. It doesn't have to necessarily relate to your brand, but it should be something that, you know, it takes more than 15 seconds or a minute to explain it. It's something that's very interesting. It's something that's going to be interesting and attractive to your target audience, but it doesn't necessarily have to relate to your brand. A perfect example of that is the IGTV I did where I took people on a tour of my home. Now, that doesn't exactly relate to my brand, but it does allow people to know me on a deeper level. And as I'm taking people on a tour of our home, I'm able to mention things about myself and my husband and our beliefs that give people a deeper sense of who we are and what's important to us. And I talk about that feeling of peace and how important it is for us to feel that in our home and why we spent so much time creating what we call a craffle, a crazy, ridiculous, amazing, fun-filled life, so that we can feel those things. The type of content that you produce is up to you. I've seen great IGTV content that's very specific to a niche market. And as I always say, it's important to be known for one thing first. So before you start going, oh, I'm going to do cooking tutorials and I'm going to do dog care and I'm also going to take people on a home tour and I'm going to take people on a tour of my closet. Before you do all those things, remember that you have to first be known for one thing. So my recommendation for you is to think about the one thing that you want to be known for now, right? Because you can expand that and you will later. But when we're just starting out and either transitioning into a new career or we're making that shift, you want to stay in a niche until you're known for that niche. So if you may recall, for me, my niche was fitness. And then once I decided I really wanted to focus on teaching people business, there was a period of probably 3 to 5 years there where you saw like almost zero fitness from me. It was really all focused on building social media and business until I became known for that. And then you can expand your reach. So I would say sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and brainstorm topics that relate to the thing that you help people with, relate to the thing that you want to be known for. Remember, videos can be anywhere from a minute to 10 minutes. Shorter is always better, but your video should be as long as it needs to be to truly convey the message. You're probably now wondering if some of the videos you've created in the past with golden content for YouTube and or Facebook could be repurposed to IGTV. And the answer is yes, you could definitely repurpose that content. However, it doesn't perform as well. And I don't think this has anything to do with the algorithm. I think this has everything to do with the feel. Like, you have seen videos before where you're like, this doesn't feel like it was created organically on this app or this platform. Here's the deal with Instagram. It's taking on a much more natural feel. And by that, I mean, as consumers, we're more captivated by stuff that feels like, oh, you just opened up your phone and you recorded this for me. It feels like we've FaceTimed. It doesn't feel like you've turned it over to a team and they've highly produced it and added music and, you know, themes and colors and an intro. Like, you know, like the more produced it feels, kind of like we see things happening on YouTube, the less it resonates on Instagram. I can tell you from our own testing with our students in the Marketing Impact Academy and the testing I've done on my own, I've deleted any IGTV that I uploaded that was like overly produced because it just tanked. It just didn't do well. Like, if I try to repurpose something from YouTube, it just does not do well. I think people want real. So that would be my suggestion to you. Allow this to serve as your checklist to make certain that you really are doing all the things. Number one, use your hashtags. We have countless episodes, but you've got to use hashtags. Those previous episodes will tell you how, what you might be doing wrong that's created the so-called shadow ban, which of course Instagram says there's no such thing, but all the details you need about hashtags in those previous episodes, here's your checklist though. Are you using them in every post? You should be. Are you changing them? Because if you're thinking, well, I've tried hashtags, but it's not working, they don't work every single time, and you have to change them up, and you have to know what type of hashtags to use and the best strategies. So listen to those previous episodes. Number two, does your content look so branded that every time you post, it's like so obvious that it's yours that it turns into white noise? It's not grabbing anyone's attention anymore. Consider posting something that comes out of left field that people are just not expecting from your account. It's totally different. I still want it to represent who you are, what it is you do, etc. But if you're always posting, let's say you're a fashion blogger and you're always posting things that are on brand, your account is themed, all the posts have the same filters or presets, you always use the same hue or glow or color in your posts, they're just identifiable. That used to be attractive. It used to work, but now it doesn't stand out. And when people are following a lot of people and then they see the same kind of post that you always post, they might like it in their mind, but they're not going to double tap it and they're not going to comment. It's not going to grab their attention because they've seen it a million times before. So post something that doesn't feel like the typical type of post that you do, something that truly grabs your followers' attention. Instagram released a new feature. It's actually a new sticker, and it's called the chat sticker. They released this on July 3rd to most accounts. Now, you may or may not see it yet on your own Instagram options, but they did start to roll it out to most accounts through the middle of July. So go ahead and update your app, and then when you do a post, you can click on the little stickers option. And you should see, you know, where you could normally do an at mention or a hashtag sticker or a poll sticker. There's a new sticker feature called chat. And this is going to be a game changer. You're going to love this, whether you have a small account or a big account. But in particular, you're going to love this if you need to kind of scale your conversations. It's one thing to have conversations in DMs, but that can take a lot of time, especially when you're talking to a lot of people at the same time about the same thing. Let's say, for example, that you have the launch of your new program and you don't have the 10,000 swipe up feature where you can instantly upload a link and take people directly from Instagram to your opt-in page. You've got to have individual conversations in your DMs. Well, here's an option. So let's say you've got, 200 followers and you're launching your new program. What you could do is talk to people a little bit about what it is you're offering, and then you add the chat feature or the chat sticker to your story. Then you want to tell your followers, okay, I'm creating a real-time chat right now. So if you're seeing this and you want to ask me some questions or figure out if this is right for you or whatever it is with regard to whatever it is you're promoting, just tell people, like, right now in real time, I'm going to chat with a small group of you. So if you'd like to be added, click here. Now, how this works is people, when they click that, you'll be able to see who has requested to join your chat thread. And then it shows up just like a thread, like a group of your friends who might be on a thread, except that you can only add 32 people. Okay. So you're going to add people as they request to be added. And this is kind of a cool feature. So recently, what I did is I told my Instagram followers, I'd like to chat with people who are fitness professionals who have struggled with body issues. Either you're a personal trainer or a fitness professional. Now, my example is a little different because I have a sizable following. So I had, hundreds and hundreds of people who applied, but it gave me the option to be able to quickly click on their profile. And because I had so many people apply, to make things more legitimate for me, I just selected and admitted people into that chat. The first 32 people who applied, who number one were public. Now, you don't have to do that, but I wanted to do that so I could see if, in fact, were these people really fitness professionals or were these just people that just wanted to chat? You know what I'm saying? Because I really wanted specific conversation with these types of people. So you can, it's got the option. You'll be able to see when you play with this. It has the option where you can either people can add themselves automatically, or you can approve people to be added. Therefore, you could set a criteria by which you're like, okay, if you meet this criteria, then I'll be adding you to my chat group. Then you can literally chat with people in real time. You can actually see it says typing, and you can add 32 people at a time. You can delete the chat later. You are the admin. You can remove people from the group. You can add people to the group. You can invite people to the group. It's pretty cool. Now, I know what you're thinking, like, how is this different from Facebook? Well, it's not necessarily, but a lot of people have migrated off of Facebook and they're on Instagram. So as I always say, reach people where they are. I'm really excited about using a creator account. And I know there's lots of people who disagree about using their Instagram account as a business account, but I wholeheartedly disagree. I think if you are in business, your account should be a business account for the mere reason that you have insights for a business account. So creator accounts is Instagram's way of kind of working in favor of content creators, people who are influencers, bloggers, individual brands. I really love this. And recently I got a notification that I had early access to switch my account to a creator account. Now, if you log into your own Instagram, you may have not received a notice, but that function may already be there for you. Now, I switched mine to a creator account. Of course, I love to do these things just to see, all right, what does this do for me? So why would you want to be a creator account? Well, some of the really cool things that it allows for you to do is, number one, is you're going to get far better detailed insights. Like, I can literally see now, which is awesome, per day, the number of follows versus unfollows, which is really interesting because, you know, I would just look at, okay, the post that I did that day, how many new follows did I get? And I always thought that that was just the number of followers I got, which was bleak to say the least. But now that I can see my insights, I can actually see the number of new followers I have overall. Because sometimes people follow you not just, if you think about it, I guess it's common sense. They're following you not just because they saw your last post. They might be following you because they saw an old post or an IGTV or someone shared your Instagram stories or who knows how or why. But it's a much more insightful way to see your growth per day. And it allows you to graph it out, which is awesome. So you could click on a day that you're like, wow, I really lost a lot of followers this day. What was going on? And that's interesting. It also allows you to kind of track, okay, number of followers versus number of unfollows. And it's changed the things that I'm doing on Instagram. Like, for example, I wasn't posting every day. I was posting like, oh, maybe 2-3 times a week. Cause I'm like, you know, I just really want to go deep. I really just want to go deep with my existing followers, which is true. Until I looked at the number of unfollows I have every single day. And it was almost the exact same number every single day, whether I posted or I didn't post. But on the days that I did post to my feed, there was twice as many new follows as there were unfollows. So you can see the rationale here. If I'm not posting every day, but I'm losing the same amount every single day, and I don't know why. I don't know if these are people who are inactive or if Instagram is cleaning house or if people find me annoying or you don't. I don't know about you, but I'm always going through my Instagram feed and just going, okay, this person's awesome, but do I need to follow them? It's the truth. I think we're all there. So for whatever reason, I have a lot of unfollows every day. And if I don't post, then my unfollows can surpass my new follows. So for me, the insights on growth were incredibly helpful. I mean, gosh, there's so many cool things you can see on your growth insights when you switch to a creator account that you don't have even with a business account. And then the next thing was a new system for categorizing direct messages. Okay, so this is a bonus tip. Woo! You're going to thank me later for this one. My hunch is that they're going to roll out this new system for direct messaging for all accounts, whether you're personal, business, or creator. But it's got some funky problems right now, but I got a workaround for you. So what it does, follow me on this, is now when you get a direct message from anyone, you can say, do you want to consider this person a primary contact or a general contact? And I assume that primary means like, oh, this is a special person. Either it's my friend or it's someone who I'm trying to recruit or target, a target, like who knows, right? For whatever reason, there's just two categories, general and primary. So it's important people and some general people, right? But here's the problem. Anyone who you've ever replied to, Instagram automatically has already selected them as your primary people. So now you've got all these new messages coming in. And you're like, well, do I have to switch now? Do I have to go back through and recategorize everybody? So here's what I did. You're obviously going to have far fewer special people, right, than you are just general people. So I swapped them. In my mind, I'm like, okay, if everyone has already defaulted to primary, I'm going to keep them there. And then I'm going to move just some very select people over to the general list. And in my mind, I'm going to remember this because I'm going to think of them as generals. You can't see me right now, but I'm like saluting to you. Like they're a general, like a high ranking officer, right? So they're special. You've got to give them respect. And so that's what I did. And it was way, way easier than trying to switch, you know, all the people who are already in primary. So I just, that's my primary account is where everybody goes. And then people who are like super special, they go into the general account. I hope that's helpful. Another really cool feature of the DMs with a creator account is when you look at your new incoming messages, the messages, you know, the ones you have to approve because you haven't talked to that person yet, it gives you the option of sorting them either according to how recently they've come in, or you can also sort them according to the people who are reaching out to you, their follower count. All right, that's it. It's my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Y'all, we are done. Hit me up on Instagram. Let me know that you listened to this. Take a screenshot of it, and I might just share and shout out your account. What? Yep, that's it. All right, love you. Mean it. Bye. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to share something with you before you go, and that is my free guide to understanding the newest features and algorithm updates on Instagram. Instagram is like, it's kind of the place to be. I don't know if you love Facebook. If you do, that's cool. But if you've already made that migration or you know you need to, you need this guide. If you're on Instagram and suddenly things have turned to crickets, let myself and my team fill you in on how to use the newest features and how to take advantage of the latest algorithm updates. We produce a new guide every 3 months based on case studies, our research, and the intel of my amazing social media team here at Team Johnson. We want to share this report for you. I've created it because who's got time to figure all this stuff out? And some of it's like kind of complicated and you don't have time and I want to save you time. Why not amplify your reach by making life a little easier and understanding how to do that? It's a game. We figured out the answers and we'd like to share them with you. To get your hands on that free report, just go to shalene.com/IG hacks. Again, that's shalene.com/IG, as in Instagram, IG hacks, H-A-C-K-S.